The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. It's Tuesday today. It's Tuesday because it's out every fucking Tuesday. And are we up too high there? A bit too hot? A bit too hot for the boys? Nah, it's all right. It's Tuesday the 14th of January. We're supposed to record this at 9 o'clock in the morning. But responsibilities, children, family, life fucked up. Here we are, 5 to 2. Grab both my tits. Squeeze them out. Okay? Promo-wise, I don't know what I have to promo. I've got Lavery's coming up. It's on the 22nd, I believe. Yeah, because whatever way the Wednesdays fell in January, we had to fucking fuck about with. So I think it's on the 22nd, I want to say. Is it the 22nd? Of course. The laptop won't work. Bro, get it up. Get the calendar up. Yeah, it's going to be Wednesday the 22nd, so that's going to be, you know, fucking hardcore. There's no lineup for it yet. Mickey Bartlett has put himself forward either to MC or to headline or something like that. So at the very least, you know he's there. So it's going to be hilarity.net. I got gigs coming up down south. 28th, I'm in Limerick, bro. University Concert Hall. I don't know how that came about. I don't know what it is. Tom the Bear goes out, talks for 45 minutes, then brings me on as a headliner. And I do whatever amount of time is asked of me. So that, there you have it. I'm in Limerick. If you know anyone in Limerick, studying in Limerick, if you want to give Blind Boy a shout, any of that shit, let him know. Castle Bar on the 30th, Castle Bar Comedy Club. That is with Danny O'Brien and maybe Shane Todd. Yeah, Shane Todd's doing that too. Oh, must. Now that I'm doing this, I'm going to write this in my hand. Look at this. Send pics, okay? Sending pics to that guy so he can make a fucking poster for the gig. And then the next night, that's the 30th of January, and the next night I'm in fucking Galway, you know, at the Roisin Dove. I've been down there more times than I can fucking count this year. So there you go. Are these glasses too glary? Am I even in focus? I've no idea because I've got a camera set up that I don't know how to work it, but it's a good job I spent thousands of pounds on it. Yes! Great times. Let me play this fucking intro, you know what I mean? Play the intro. Jesus Christ.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Got one of those, you know what I mean? One of them fucking ass guns. Are you a stressed out guy? And you want to sound like a Dalek? Oh my goodness, massage my anus. Get one of these, bro. You know, you do a lot of Googling and then all of a sudden it just keeps popping up on your fucking timeline. And your next man, you're like, get me the taint pounder 5000. Do you know what? We all joke. It's a massage gun, you know, I bought it online. It's a Chinese one, it's not the real one. They're all from China. But here's what happened. I was like, it says carbon, that's not real carbon fibre. What the fuck do you need real carbon fibre for? I was like, let me get one of these. And as soon as the box arrived, I jokingly turned around to Maureen and took it out of the box. And I was like, yeah, look, I got one of these, funny. And I jokingly pressed it towards my genitals because that's the, you know, people are like, they see it and they go, what are you doing, Matt? Putting it up your hole? Same thing happened with a gorilla pod. If you've ever seen a gorilla pod, it looks like a load of bum beads with a camera on it. And people are like, what are you doing, man? Putting it up your arms. Same thing with the massage gun, the percussion gun. People are like, what are you doing putting that up your arms? And I jokingly put it towards my testicles. And almost had to go to hospital. You know what I mean? The rate that it pulverizes your scrote is phenomenal. Okay? It's too much. You know, if you want a vibrating sex aid, you got to go to the right websites. This is definitely for, you know, bashing out muscles in your back and not stimulating your penis. Because it will bruise. And take that from a guy that someone told me. But anyway, it is a lot of fun if you're just in the house. That's us night. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, get it in the neck. Makes your eyes go all funny. It fucks me up because if I do my shoulders, it like shakes your chest and it makes you like cough. It's like, you know, put it on your neck, you can't see anything, you nearly fall over. It's like vertigo times 1,000. It's a good crack though. Anyway, what have I been up to, guys? Did the podcast last week. I'm dripped out of my own merch. Look at this. We had the show at the SSE. I got the General Bander water bottle. I got the General hoodie, which initially was supposed to be pink, and then they fucked it up and it was black and it looked better. Happy accident. Don't let them know that. For all they know, I'm still fucking raging. Got the General hat. It's orange. I just thought I'd put it all on today, you know what I mean, as a walking ad. You know, the top's covered in fucking baby sick and drool and everything, but you know, that's real. That's real. That's as real as it gets, J-Lo. Who's this texting me? I'll check out in a minute. So yeah, we'll talk about the elephant in the room. Me. We had the SSE show. Great success, I think. Just thanks to everyone who came out. You know what I mean? Like, I would say, like, I sold two nights at the SSE, right? Which, you know, in that theatre style, makes it a better gig for me, better gig for you guys watching. There's not a lot of echo. It's just a better place to do a gig. I could have easily done one night and done the full hall, and it probably wouldn't have been as fun an experience for either of us. So I decided to do two nights. That's a lot of people, okay? That's a lot of fucking people. However, knowing the mentality of people going to stuff and how tough your life is and other shit that you got going on, you know, I think in total there's maybe like 7,000 people will turn up over the two nights. Now, the thing about real life is that probably should have been about 20,000. You know, if you did a survey of all the people on my Instagram, all the people who live in Northern Ireland, all the people who wanted to travel, and you were like, would you go to this? They go, yeah. And then they're like, would you go if you had to buy a ticket? Nah, it's a bit dear. Would you go if you were given a ticket? I would. Would you go if you had a ticket and then you find out that it falls on a bad day and the traffic's going to be bad? Nah, I can be arsed. Would you go if it was pishing down with rain? Nah, I would probably just stay at home if the ticket was free. You know what I mean? Probably way more people would actually go, but the actual people that turned up, thank you, because parking, you know what I mean? You're drinking all night, all that shit. But I don't want to be the guy, you know, from Northern Ireland being like, I'm the local guy, can you come support me? Fuck that. I want you to go, I'm going to go to this, because I want to laugh my bollocks off, and that's what I want, and then I go home. And I think that's hopefully what we did, okay? So that was it. Weird though, doing a gig in such a big fucking, not even the numbers wise, like, it didn't feel that crazy big, you know, like, you know, I don't know what the biggest gig I would have done up to that point was like 1,000. I don't think it really felt much different to like 1,000 people, to like 3,000 or 3,500 or whatever. You know, you just have to fucking sell the material a wee bit, but it's everything around that is fucking like just way beyond. You know, even when you get a breakdown of like the ticket sales and stuff afterwards, and there's all these fees taken out, and you're like, security, this guy, blah de blah, guy holding the camera, boom, boom, boom. And you're like, oh, I'm paying for all that. And even when they were like, man, can we get you some food? And I was like, yeah, get some pizzas. Pizzas are on the bill. And I'm like, ah, fuck you. I had to pay for the pizzas too. So you just got to pay for everything, which is fucking weird. Everything's on such a massive scale. You know, there's just someone employed to do absolutely every last wee bit of it. But also pretty cool. Pretty cool to go in and be like, here we are. Boom, boom, boom. Got all the merch in as well. They do a big merch stand. You know, some gangster merch. Shout out to Material Goods. Got the hats done. Got the fucking hoodies done. T-shirts. The water bottles. You know what I mean? Save the planet. all that shit. But that was it, man. You go out, you know what I mean? Do the gig. Fucking, what can I say? Just talking in it. Go out, do the stuff. I was initially worried. It was like, I've been on tour. You know, I've done a load of stuff. I've finished the tour. I've written a bunch of, I've written some newer bits. Do they fit in? Is there bits that are shite that I need to take out? And I was like, hold on a second. You know, I don't know what to be at here. You know, you're like, fuck, have I got enough stuff? And then I decided to go against having a support act because it was just like, I mean, you can have a support in a fucking theatre somewhere, but I feel like the doors are at 7, shows at 8. Are you even going to get a fucking support on? Is anyone going to be in to watch them? I'm just like, I don't know, fucking let's just go on at 8, see what happens. But sure enough, it's a bigger room. It takes you longer to get through the stuff. If people laugh, that eats up seconds. And if they laugh at fucking 10 jokes, that might equate to like 2 minutes of just you standing there waiting to talk again. And so, yeah, I knew. I was like, like, literally in my head, I'm like, have I enough material to get, like, 2 fucking 35s out here? And sure enough, I glanced down at my watch, and I was like, okay, I've talked for 45 minutes now. Which, in a regular stand-up club, you know, 45 minutes would be a headline set, easily. 40 to 50, get out of there. And I was looking at the clock, and I was like, I'm going to have to break, like, let these people get a fucking beer and a piss. So I was like, right, okay, guys, fucking see you after the break, awkwardly. I went off for like 45 minutes and I panicked because I was like, if that was 45, I have so much shit in this second half. This second half is going to be like another fucking hour. And then I'm like, and then it went from like, do I have enough stuff to, you know, are people going to be arsed sitting there for fucking a total of like an hour and 40 minutes? But sure enough, they did. And I think because we took a break in the middle, there wasn't as many, like if I went out and went like, okay, I'm going to do an hour and 20 minutes. People will be up and down for a piss fucking 8 times. So I wanted to be like, come out for the first half, bang, see you in a minute, bang. There's the second half and on you go and it's still before 10 o'clock and you can all go on the piss. But it was fucking weird. It's a weird old scenario because, I don't know, there's just like, when people are always like, man, just go out and enjoy it. You're like, fuck you, all right? I'm not here to enjoy it. I'm here to deliver, okay? I'm going to go out there, try and be funny as fuck. Okay? No matter where you go, no matter how big the gig is, anywhere in the world, you will just hear this. And you go, what'd you say? Oh, where are you from?
Lurgan.
And that is like clockwork. At every fucking gig, there will be someone from Lurgan with one of them machines on their neck, like that fucking thing there. You know what I mean? They've got this thing, and they're like, what's a crack? I'm just out of Craig Oven, I have hung in my throat. For fuck's sake. Other than that, great times, you know what I mean? Played the intro video that we shot weeks ago, had to wear the same gear. Was wearing a different watch though, because shout out to Joe from Shine, bought me a fucking limited dish Casio, which is like hexagonal. He told me a whole story. He's like, oh, that's a copy of a Patek Philippe. And I'm like, shut up, it's red. I like it. So I wore that and we played the intro video. No fucking war, no support act. And then I just come on, get launched into it. And then at the end, I was like, right, normally people walk off. And I was like, fuck that. It's weird. It's so fucking lovey in showbiz to be like, I'm leaving. Jokes, I'm back. Who do you think you are? Huh? Billy Connolly? You fucking do the last bit and you get off the fuck. But I did the last bit. People shot out of their seats. You know, a thing I've never fucking experienced in my life. You know, standing ovations, people getting out of seats. Not that I would hang about for it. A lot of people fucking, you know, they're like standing on stage like, you know, people throwing fucking roses at their feet and all, no, thank you, buying and shit. You know, it's like fucking whatever. But people jumped out of their seats. It was amazing. I was like, oh my God, Hank's Gates. Got an epic photo. Told Maureen at the break, I was like, if you're at the back there, come on stage and get a photo share. And she's like, really? And I was like, yeah. She runs out, bang, got a photo. Everyone went fucking crazier for her than they did for the end of my set. So fucking, am I going to have to do that the rest of the tour next year? You know, just before I leave you here, let me just bring my fucking wife on her. Yeah. Oh, obviously, fucking, you close there. Jesus Christ. And then, you know, went backstage. Everyone was there, everyone's eating the pizza, drinking the beers, and I got changed, And that was it. You know what I mean? You go home and you fucking drink the seven the way you're supposed to. So that's basically what happened. And I reminded myself, I absolutely hate drinking, because not only is it hard to follow up something like a fucking stadium, an arena show. You know, you kind of go home and you go, what now? I was joking. I was like, you have to walk right out the back and into a hooker's asshole, because what else are you going to do? You know, have a bit of pizza. That's it. Fucking bit of pizza. And then just drink beers all fucking night. And then go to bed at 7. And then feel full-blown depressed on the Sunday. Bleeds into the Monday. Two-day hangover. Today I feel okay. And that's about it. And now I'm just like, right, okay, what do I do now? I'm just fucking, you know? Honestly, I feel like I'm going to have to book a holiday. Even though the circumstances aren't great at the minute. But I'm like, let's at least book something just so that we have something to look forward to. Because when you walk off stage to a standing ovation when there's 3,500 people, you're sort of like, what do I do now? You know what I mean? Bored. Fucking boring. Now, just as I'm talking, what I might get into is I might become a chiropractor and I might just do chiropractic adjustments on girls with fucking fat tits and no bra. Because, you know, if you're looking 822 million hits on a video, just get a girl with big fake tits who's like, oh, my back's sore, you know, and then you're just fucking rubbing her up. Do you know what I'm saying? And everyone's watching it going like, oh yeah, I'd love to be a physician. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, you're just looking at the fucking giant nips. Oof. Although I do need a bit of that shit. I need some chiropractor to just fucking finger blast my back. Because, you know, I bought this. This is all good on your taint or whatever, but it's hard to reach your own back. So there's always something. There's always some fucking problem. Anyway, that was the Odyssey. I don't know how else to fucking talk about it. I mean, that sounds like a fucking anticlimax. It was amazing. It was fucking amazing. I don't want it to be like this one-shot fucking, you know, man, come see me. Let's do this every year. Let's make it normal, okay? The way you go see a band every year. Oh, you got tickets for the thing? Yeah, let's go see it. Because, you know, just guaranteed good times. So, yeah, let's do it next year. I don't know what the fuck... I mean, as a comedian, like, it's fun to do a gig in front of a load of people. It's probably more fun to do somewhere slightly smaller just because, you know, it's a lot more immediate. You know what I mean? You can crank the material out quicker. You can get, you know, the laughs come in quicker, stuff like that. But every once in a while, it's good to just fucking push the boat out a wee bit. You know what I mean? But I don't know how next time's going to go because Maureen's going to literally be in hospital. So I'm going to have to fucking come off stage and be like, right, see you later. And then just fucking... go up the road to the hospital, you know what I mean? McDonald's in hand. So, that's about it. That happened, all the boys were at the back, you know, Mickey wasn't there, he was fucking in England or something, but he'd have ruined it, you know what I mean? Mickey would have ruined it, he would have had beers, and he would have been like, let us on, fucking let us on, and he'd be like, I just finished, I just walked off, and he'd be like, aye, but sure, I'll just do 20 after, you'll be alright. And they'll be like, nah, I'm okay, bro. Just paid $8,000 to rent this fucking dump. True bill. Absolute true bill. Now, this guy that's doing all the chiropractic adjustments, is he coming in his pants all day? Because some of these girls are just like, oh yeah, I've got a stiff back. And you'd be like, I'll give you a fucking stiff. You know what I mean? Probably gets one of these just to work out the knots in his cock. You know what I mean? Think about a hard on all, my whole fucking career. Anyway, so that was the SSE up the hoods. I've got a list of things that I've been watching there. I've also written what's next because I did that gig and I was like, what do you do after this? And I think this year there's going to be an emphasis on international moves. You know what I mean? We got to get the fuck out of here. Do you know? I hate the fucking term. Local comedian, and this guy's local, and fucking good to see a local lad, da, 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 and fucking local this and all. You're like, fuck you, I'm out of here. I'm doing a Kilty. I'll be in fucking LA. Suck my dick. You know what I mean? Let's get to Australia. Let's do all this shit. You know what I mean? I'm dying to go to Vietnam. Maury won't go. I'm trying to fucking rent people to go to Vietnam with me. You know, just trying to make international. You know what I mean? With Maureen's whole situation, all that shit. You're like, what do I really want to do? Go tell jokes. And make videos. That's what I want to do. I want to make videos about places I go to. And that's what I want to do. None of this fucking, let's make sketches and fucking worry about, is there enough content going out? No, we've got the podcast. We're going to get it to the point where I can do it remotely anywhere in the world. And that's what people want to see. You know, would you not want to see me eating noodles in fucking Vietnam doing a podcast? Of course you would. Of course you fucking would. So that's kind of what's next, I would imagine. But for the meantime, I'm deliberately going to do... I was contemplating, like, just going, let me not do stand-up for, like, 2 months and see how it goes. I know what's going to happen. I'll say, let's not do stand-up, and then I'll have fucking 7 gigs planned, and then all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, I've got, like, a new half hour, and that's me quitting. Do you know what I'm saying? But anyway, we'll move on from that, licking my own asshole for fucking 10 minutes. Tell me this. What the fuck is The Masked Singer? They talk about fucking false advertising. Here's what they do. They literally go like, they fucking pull your tits, you know what I mean? They tickle your dick a wee bit and they go, oh my God, who could it be? And they hear someone singing and they're like, is it Beyonce? And everyone's watching the TV like, and by the way, I don't know why it seems so fucking like, fucking, you know, Japanese or something. That they would be so excited, like, oh, very funny. Or like, who is it? Is it Beyonce? And they're like, is that Beyonce? Hey, is it? I wonder, is it Tina Turner? Who's under there? It could be anyone. Is it Dave Grohl? And what they do is, they feed you all that shit. And you're like, who could it be? Is it Amy Winehouse back from the dead? And they drag it out, and drag it out, and drag it out, and drag it out. Until eventually someone takes the fucking thing off, and they go, oh! It's Pamela Ballantyne! And you're like, is it ever? Is it ever gonna be someone big? Or are they just gonna fucking, you know, keep tickling your balls the whole time by pretending that it might be fucking someone substantial? Is it Ariana Grande? I wonder, is it Ariana Grande? Oh my God. Who is it? No, it's the fat cunt from Keane. Who's the fucking... the guy last week, and they're like, oh, he's the fucking, he used to be a politician. And everyone went, you know what I mean? You'd have pissed in your fucking Amazon Fire Stick. What a load of shit. Unbelievable. Who was the last dude on it? Fucking, the guy from the Darkness.
Darkness.
Shout out to Dave Elliott. Dave Elliott's a big Darkness fan. Weirdo. Although I did hear a very funny story from one of the tech guys at the SSE. He goes, the fucking, what do you call them, we're playing here? They were playing the SSE. What do you call them? The Darkness. And, you know, it was predicted that they were going to sell fucking 10,000 tickets and fill this entire hall. And they didn't. They didn't sell enough. So they fucking made the hall like half the size. More or less the size of what I did for stand-up. I think it's a different story with stand-up. I mean, I'm not fucking making excuses. I probably could have sold one big night. I deliberately wanted to do 2 smaller ones, but they'd done all the tech warm-ups, and he was on wires and fucking flying around the ceiling, you know, and all sorts of stupid shit. And they'd practice that in a full hall. But when it came around to it, they shortened the size of the hall. Even though he was on wires, they still did the same routine that he fucking... had practiced in the whole hall. So when he like fucking swung around the top end and back towards the curtain or back towards the stage, there was a curtain there now, and he just went through the curtain and just round the back of the arena where there's nobody, and him just fucking just floating around in his fucking spandex in a cold half of an arena with one security guard picking his nose watching porn, and he's just like, so hello. Hello, guys. Believe in a thing called love. Hello. And he just went the whole way around the back and then burst through the curtains again. Isn't that the saddest? That is the saddest thing I could think of. That dude just floating by himself, being wedgied to death, just like, just back out the curtain. Hello. Because that's what it is, man. You know what I mean? You're all like, yeah. Standard ovations, thank you very much, good night. And then you walk through the curtain, just generator noise.
Are you finished that, mate? Oh, I see you later, mate. Good lord, can you move your car?
That's literally what happened.
Right, mate, see, now you're off stage. Why could you move a car now? Because half of us are fucking trapped in. We don't want to hang about. No, let's get the fuck out of here.
The Masked Singer. What a load of shit. Who could it be? Who do you think it is? Is it Madonna? Is it Madonna? Is it? No, it's Dick from Dick and Dom. Shite. I mean, it's been a week of the shite fucking programs around here. You know what I mean? We've had Love Island. Some of these fucking dumpsters, like... Let me see. Let me just remind myself of some of these fucking pigs. Love... Also, like, how fucking washed up are you? You know... How fucking washed up are you when you're like, hey guys, whatever, da-da-da, I've had sex with 200 people, fucking da-da-da, and I'm 21. And you're like, bro, what did you do? Leave school at 14 and just become a coke dealer? Go to school, mate. And then talk about, I mean, it looked like blatant racism. This wee tiny Indian dude came out and everyone's like, oh my God, he looks like Aladdin. And then everyone's like, does anyone want to go with this Indian dude? And everyone's like, what? No, he's right there. He's got a six pack and all. Do you want to go with him? Was he? No, I'm okay. Okay, thanks. Thank you. And then they all just stood there. They're all just fucking glue bags. See, if I was a producer of that, I'd be like, right, do you want to win this show? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, right, this round's called Buck or Fuck Off. You've an R. And they got to just run to the bedroom. Just be like, squirting, or you get there, you leave. Everyone's raging about this dude. Let me just see if I can get an article. Fucking article about him. Ollie Williams. Hello, mate. Ollie Williams. Fuck off with your cookies. Ollie Williams revealed his first contestant to exit the villa. Here's why. Da-da-da-da-da. Hot water with viewers after images of him posting next to dead animals emerged online. Now it's been revealed the heir to the Lanadrock estate's time at the villa will be cut short when the public decide which couples. So, basically... This guy's an absolute fucking yah-yah, like. Oh, yeah. Maureen's ideal man there. You know what I mean? If you were to speak to Maureen, he's like, what sort of guy into? She'd be like, just a hairless, blonde, you know, surfer-looking dude. You know, who's just like, hey, what's up, man? Let me play you Wonderwall on a fucking guitar. She loves that shit. And I'm like, well, you fucked up big style. I look like something this guy shot in on a safari. Oh my God, I love it. Blonde guys. They're so gorgeous. And like, see that fucking buffalo that he's got his fucking foot on its neck because he just shot it with a rifle? That's me. Okay. Just fucking hairy. A lot of meat going on, but like not tender meat that you could cook. Like meat that you'd have to stew for like 6 hours and it would still be like a fucking belt. That's me. Source closed down. He's claimed he is a conservationist. Well, I mean, people don't realize. If you're like a real conservation, like a lot of conservation is like controlling numbers of things. So like, you know, I mean, it doesn't help that he looks like a cunt, but you know, sometimes they're like, okay, even with like fucking elephants and shit like that, they're like, right, there's a fucking older male elephant or whatever. He's aggressive and he's out there killing young ones. And he's too old to fucking mate and blah, blah, blah. And then they just go like, we're going to have to kill him or else he's just going to kill all these fucking baby elephants. So they just go out and fucking shoot it. Sometimes they get like, I mean, it sounds like Joe Rogan's podcast. Sometimes they just pay, someone will pay a lot of money, which goes back into the conservation thing, to go out and shoot the thing. Now, that somehow makes it okay. But you're still some sort of sick pervert. You're like, yes, I've got the money. I have £500,000. I would like to shoot a fucking rhino in the face. There you go. Pay to play. There's my £500,000. And where's this rhino? And he's just like, yeah. Just jizzes in his pants.
Oh, yas. Yas. I ejaculated. That's how it's pronounced. Ejaculate.
So there you go. It's back on the telly. that girl Laura Whitmore is like is hosting now because Al Flack is fucking beating cunts to death with half a shit you buy at IKEA. She just looks angry, doesn't she? You know, some guy's like, oh yeah, sure, you know, make some slight joke about it. She's like, what you fucking say? Just takes whatever bit of flat pack she can get her hands on. Gink, gink, gink. Take that, you fucking cunt. You fucking wanker. This guy's like, ugh. That guy definitely got hit in the head with a lamp. But then, you know, let me just see. Levin. Oh, no, wait. And then was too embarrassed to be like, yeah, she actually hit me with a lamp. I mean, this is the world that we live in. She hits him with a fucking lamp. I mean, you hate to do the old, if that was a man. She fucking assaults him with a lamp. And he does nothing. And then he'd be like, oh, you fucking fanny. And if he'd jumped out of bed, thought it was, like, did a fucking Pistorius, like, get on the ground. Douche. Kick the fuck out of her. He's an animal. What sort of man are you? You can't just lay unconscious and take a fucking IKEA lamp to the bake. You fucking poof. What sort of man are you? Sure, she only fucking glassed you in the neck. You fucking big fucking pansy. You can't take a fucking champagne flute to a jugular. What is this, fucking 1940s? Fuck's sake. Caroline Flack. Did she not do a pedo to fucking Harry Styles anyway? You know what I mean? Was he not like 16? She sucked him out. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, would it hurt to just ray? What's she like? Crazy bitch. Funny though, just fucking. Just fucking sucking off teenagers. What age was the whole setup going on there? Let me see. Caroline. Harry Styles. Bugger. Harry was 17 at the time. Imagine running into an absolute fucking veteran like her. You know what I mean? She's like, listen. The miles of cock I've sucked my way through. Get ready for this, you fucking androgynous wee weirdo. Harry Styles weird looking, bro. You know, he's like one of those guys where, like, he was cute when he's young, and then the older he gets, he's gonna look weird, even though he's, you know, whatever, good looking. But then he's, you know what I mean, get long hair and half a tits, and I'd fuck him. You know what I mean? Come on, they put this massager on my taint again. Anyway, it's on there, there's twins on there, everyone's like, oh my god, they're so hot, and you're like, are they hot, or is there two of them? Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of that going on. Also, just see the fucking, like, you're like, stop touching your hair. What? Do you know what I mean? Like, are they just checking that their fake hair is still there, like, all the time? Like, is it there? 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 Is it? What are you doing? Suck some cock. You know what I mean? What are we all doing here? I mean, if this was like the Dutch Love or the Dutch Big Brother, do you ever remember that shit? Hey guys, what's the crack? Welcome to Dutch Big Brother. The guy hasn't even set his fucking suitcase down, his dick's in someone. They're literally like, hey guys, could you maybe stop fucking each other so we can broadcast some of this? And they're like, I don't think so. I smoked two joints and ate some cheese and I'm here to fuck. Just straight in there. Guy hasn't even fucking, you know, put his toothpaste and his toothbrush in the bathroom yet. And he's like, I've already had sex with like five, six women. They love this place full of sluts. Hey guys, that's how just straightforward, you know, Europeans are. It's like, hey, what else am I here for other than ejaculating? Sorry, I said it wrong. Ejaculating. And they just, the posing that's going, you know what I mean? The guy's like, and his body's like, a question mark shape, because he's, and I mean, fair play, you got abs, whatever the fuck, but a guy's just flexing so hard. You know, can't even say anything. Like, so what do you think of her? He's like, oh. Listen, bro, I'm just fully flexing this six-pack here. And the girl's like, those two twins, and her face is just like, I kept doing this face, but like, oh, it's sexy and seductive, where you just like, put your fucking tongue in your teeth. And it must be fucking exhausting. You know what I mean? And all the dudes, all the girls are like, oh, these girls are going to cause some trouble. As if they're there, like, you know, like, oh, hi guys, we're 100% willing to fuck one person. You know, and all the dudes get excited, like, great, I'm going to fuck these two women that look the same. Also, I know that's, you know, a lot of weird porn fantasy type shits, but, like, it's like, hey, it's like, you know, it's like a selection box, you know what I mean? Do you want to open the selection box and it's like fucking six Mars bars? Not really. That's not sexy. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't want to go like, oh, I got a pick and mix. You open it up, it's all cola bottles. Hey, what's the joy in this? Oh, I got two girls look exactly the same. Nah, bro, don't bring your sister. Bring a friend. Let's mix it up a wee bit. Let's make this selection. Let me, actual selection boxes. You know? Let me select different box. I don't want fucking two the same. You know what I mean? But fuck, it's like going out for dinner and like, hey guys, for the starter, it's tempura shrimp on a bed of rocket. And then you go, oh, lovely. And then they come out and go, and for me, it's the tempura fucking prawns on the bed of rocket. And you're like, it was nice, but like, you know, we've been down this road. Like, and guess what? This is tempura prawn ice cream. What? Give me all the different shit. You know what I mean? I don't want to bang two girls look exactly the same. Give me two different ones. Clearly. Even though she'd just be sitting there with that fucking stupid look on her face. That listen, guys. I'll not be banging twins ever. You know, I can safely say that is what I'm saying. But it is funny, some of the gear that they wear. You know, I was in the house with, I was down at the in-laws' house there, and it came on the telly, and sometimes I forget where I am. And I basically just said, you know, at what point can you see the wrinkles of your anus? And, you know, my mother-in-law laughed her head off. I was like, oh, and then she jokingly said, yeah, you just, the swimsuits are like, you know, when you get like a little circular plaster that you need to put over like one spot. That's exactly what it was. And we all laughed. But honestly, it's just like, hey, your anus is... And I can't help think about all the fucking beanbags in that house. You know what I mean? I'd be hand sanitizing the fucking surface. I'd be like, there'd be a lot of anus on these things here. You know what I mean? It's fucking a lot of sweaty anus sorted out. Now, as I sort of... you know, multitask perv here. There's a photo of Maya Rudolph. She can fucking get it, bro. And she's funny. So there you go. Love Island is back. There's twins on it. And I'll fucking put up a fight for the first couple of episodes. And then sure enough, 3 weeks down the line, you know, if anyone talks during Love Island, I'll fucking spear tackle them into the TV. You know, if the baby cries, I'll be like, listen, Eddie, you're going outside. If I hear a fucking peep out of you during Love Island, I'm going to set you out and let the wolves get you. That'll be me at the start. I'll be like, fuck this, look at all these fucking turbo sluts. Look at this wanker and all fucking... There's no way he's a 23-year-old scaffolder. He looks like a 40-year-old fucking drug dealer. Oh, fuck these guys, no, there'll be nothing better to do with your life. Cut to 3 weeks in. Where's Eddie? Oh, just... Where is he? What? Oh, I just put him in a raft and pushed him out into a lake in case I heard any fucking disturbances, you know, during Love Island. And you're the same. If you fucking make any noise, you know what I mean? We'll be cutting your body parts up in the bath. I want unbroken silence through Love Island because I need to fucking pay attention because I need to see who's going with who because we've done my big shows now and I've nothing else to fucking be at. Okay? You know, I don't have Sky Plus right now, but I might get it just so that I can fucking rewatch the shits. Shout out to our sponsors, Coke Zero. What the fuck? Oh, yeah. So I had Love Island. How long have I talked for here? I have no questions today. You know what I mean? What the fuck are we doing? This will be a very low-key podcast. Where the fuck? Hold on now. Oh, neck crack. Prince Harry. Shout out to Prince Harry for basically going, you know, guys, you fucking killed my ma, and I'm not going to let you kill, you know, where are we here? You know, I'm not going to let you kill my family. Conspiracy, guys. Oh, yeah, boy. Let me see, is this the right interview?
New interview with Prince Harry. He's been particularly candid about life in the spotlight and the death of his mother, describing the loss of Diana as a wound that festers.
Every single time I see a camera, every single time I hear a click, every single time I see a flash, it takes me straight back. So in that respect, it's the worst reminder of her life as opposed to the best.
It's part of an upcoming documentary filmed during his recent trip to Africa with Meghan and Archie. And for more, we're joined by royal correspondent Camilla Tominey, joining us from London.
Get a real job.
And Camilla, good morning to you. Harry made clear his feelings towards the media and its treatment of his mum in this documentary. What else can we expect?
That's right, Georgie, and he was very emotional there.
I've had a couple of fucking pies last night.
Anyway, that's the wrong clip. But yeah, there is a clip where he's talking away and he's just like, you know, I've seen what they did to my wife or my mother, and I don't, if you had a fam, or if, he's like, if you knew what I knew.
For me and for my wife, you know, there's a lot of stuff that hurts, especially when the majority is untrue. I will not be bullied into playing a game that killed my mum.
Prince Harry dropping a bombshell about British tabloids. Just one of the many revelations he and wife Meghan Markle make to journalist Tom Bradby in the new documentary, Harry and Meghan, An African Journey. And we're breaking down all the biggest moments, starting with Prince Harry adorably revealing that even Archie loves Africa.
Anyway, he clearly loves Africa as well because he was happily looking out the window. Yeah. I see a camera.
Fuck's sake.
This is every single
Tom, did you ever think about researching clips before you play them?
No. I see a camera, every single time I hear a click, every single time I see a flash, it takes me straight back. What happened to her is incredibly raw every single day, and that's not me being paranoid, that's just me not wanting a repeat of the past. And if anybody else knew what I knew, be it a father, be it a husband, be it anyone, You'd probably be doing exactly what I'm doing as well.
Oh my fucking god!
They're gonna make a bigger deal of that, you know. Like he's like, yeah, well, basically, listen, I've married this woman. She is a fucking actress, after all. Tidy, not to mention, you know. And he's like, listen, all we did was run away from cameras the whole fucking time. Then, they're like, oh, your mom was killed in an accident being chased by paparazzi. And then you're like, or was she? Or was she more influential probably than the actual royal family? And you put her in a fucking wall. Because it's happened before with people in America with, like, you know, what do you call that guy, Pat Tillman or whatever, where they were like, yeah, he was like, you know, an all-American fucking ex-footballer, quit the NFL to go in the Army or Marines or something. And he was like a war hero. And he was complaining about the state of, you know, the warfare thing and the gear that they had and, the you know, debating whether or not they should actually be there or not. And people are like, people are going to listen to this big, sexy, fucking square-jawed bastard. And then the next minute, oh, he was killed by friendly fire. When someone was probably like, go ahead and shoot that cunt before he fucking gets us in any fucking trouble. And they're just like, all right, bro. Oh, sorry. Oops, killed. Did they do the same to Diana, where she's probably going to fucking, you know, flip the lid on the whole thing? Who knows? But yeah, like he's probably just like, listen, what the fuck am I doing? Turn up to some fucking place and be like, oh, guys, what's the crack? And, you know, snip a ribbon and be like, oh, hello. He's probably like, nah, I'm just going to fucking take my hot wife, move somewhere quiet and start slinging ribbons. Why the fuck would you? I mean, the royal family is like such a load of bollocks anyway. He's probably like, listen, I'm not going to be king. I'm too far down the line here. See you later. I'm fucking out of here. And I sincerely mean this to Prince Harry and William. shave your fucking head. Shave your head right now. Prince, let me see, Prince William. Shave your... I know it's probably like... you know, like it's slightly uncouth to, you know, shave your head to the butt. You're like, shave all your fucking hair off, you fucking weird looking cunt. Grow a bit of stubble and shave your head. It looks like he's combed it at the side. Shave it off, bro. Oh my God. Yep, shave it off. There's, what are you hanging about for? Harry too. You know what I mean? He's getting a bit fucking... He's getting a bit straggly up top. You're like, just shave it off, man. You look like, I mean, there he is there with a full head of hair. Ooh, tanned and sexy. Yeah, you gotta shave that hair, bro. Gotta shave it. I mean, Prince, what's his name? Prince Andrew. Has he got the fucking, he's got the smoky, no, he's got a bit of hair, but it's just like, get fucking, you gotta shave it. I guarantee if he shaved it, everyone would be like, who's this guy? You know what I mean? He goes and does one of his rowing trips or whatever, and he comes back all muscular with a beard, and people are like, oh, Prince William? Give me a fucking baby with a club foot, because they're all inbred. Look at Prince Andre. Has to be gay. I mean, I let you wrote a joke about it the other day. I was like, you know, he could have been banging these fucking 18-year-olds on an island somewhere, and he's like, I didn't. And I believe him, because then he ended up marrying fucking Mick Hucknall. And look at Epstein, bro. That was the other thing. They released more stuff about him killing himself. Let me see. Epstein suicide photos. Guys, this is one of the worst podcasts of the year. Epstein suicide... Yeah, they deleted the tape they accidentally deleted the tape, like the most valuable tape in the fucking world, you stupid cunts. Accidentally, or we're told to delete it. Where's all these photos of inside the cell? Anyway, there was like a bunch of photos, and apparently he cut up like a jumpsuit and hung himself, even though it looked like something really fine had been round his neck, you know what I mean? And was like really digging in. Like a belt wouldn't even have dug in this fucking tight. Either way, who gives a fuck, you know what I mean? But a lot of these people seem to die very conveniently. Very fucking conveniently. I've talked for 50 minutes here. I've absolutely run out of steam there. You see, this is what happens. You got a baby, man. I woke up at 9 o'clock. I was like, I'm going to do this fucking podcast early doors. And then it just fucking slips away from you. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden you're here at 20 to 3 in the afternoon with zero energy. We've got the McGregor fight coming up. I was watching a clip of him yesterday, and he seems different, you know what I mean? He's talking away, and he's like, he's just like, you know, just very calm and not slobbering about anybody, and he's like, yeah, man, just haven't had a drink in a while, and, you know, I was living my life the wrong way, coke, and, you know, I just want to fucking, you know, just, this is a new season, I just want to fight, and I did see some clips, and I was like, ooh, boy, when he's hitting the pads and all, I was like, poof. Maybe we'll get that old McGregor back where he's just like wants to win. I mean, he said he was drinking on the fight week with a Khabib thing, and you're like, what are you doing, you fucking lunatic? Like, absolute lunatic. But maybe if he's just a bit more focused, he might actually get the job done here. Problem is, I absolutely fucking love Don Cerrone as well. Now watch the Pope slap the fuck out of this bitch.
Invest as little.
Fuck off. Fuck off your ads, goddammit. St. Peter's Plaza. He goes to walk away. Asian woman grabs him. He fucking slaps the shit out of her. Oh, get away, you bastard! He is a Nazi, isn't he? Oh, stop hitting me, you fucking Chinese bitch! Look at that. Smack, 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 smack. Look at the face on him, grumpy as shit. Fucking, do you know what? That's fairly uncouth for an Asian. You know? I thought they'd be a bit more reserved. Like, ugh, buying and shit like that. That doesn't have a comment at all. Jesus Christ. From the Telegraph. Why don't touch me, dirty lady. Please, don't touch me. 14-year-old boy grabs them. You're very handsy today. Maybe you would like to grab something else. Maybe the business end of my schlong. Him just fucking clubbing bitches. So funny, like. Take that. Unbelievable. King of the pedos there himself. Out slapping motherfuckers. Anyway, listen. I don't know where to go from this. It's a weird day for a podcast. I'll put this up. And we'll decide if I want to fucking even put it on video. Do you know what I mean? And we'll get some, we'll get an old guest on at another point. But yeah, that'll do for now. We're at the start of a weird week where I was supposed to have someone else come on board and sort of help me with this. We'll test it this week and we'll move forward that way, and hopefully we can just get to the point where we can crank out loads of podcasts, and hopefully they have a lot more energy than this. The problem is, guys, did the big show at the weekend. What do I do? Do you know what I mean? There's been a storm. Brandy has fucking tipped the bins over all over the fucking place. You know what I mean? You're sitting at night trying to watch TV. And that's it. That's the height of Brandy, to be honest. He's fucking knocked over a couple of bins and people are losing their shit. What qualifies as a storm? You have to put a coat on? Is that what it fucking means these days? There's the storm coming. What'll I do? Jumper? Put a jumper on. And for fuck's sake, put a bit of rope around your trampoline, because, you know, it's like at Halloween, we're like, the people who suffer the most are dogs. You know, when there's a bit of fucking, when there's a bit of fireworks, the dogs will suffer. They're like, there's a storm coming. For the love of fuck, tie down your grannies and tie down your trampolines, and the trampoline's going to end up in the middle of a fucking motorway. You know what I mean? So store brandies, fuck the whole thing up. I don't know, man. Need a holiday. Right here. We're sunny at this time of year. Am I going to have to go to fucking Dubai just to get a fucking tan on my taint? God damn it. Unbelievable. What's that say? Fuck off. Right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you very much to everyone who came out to the SSE shows. It was the first one. Hopefully I did a good job. Well warmed up for the second one. And we just... You know, we've got Lavery's next week on the 22nd. Do a wee bit of new stuff there, whatever. Might do a wee drop in at Pugs or something with Dave Elliott. Because that's me quitting stand-up, and I'll gig as much as I've ever done. Yeah, thank you so much for everyone who came out. It was fucking important, wasn't it? That was important for comedy in Northern Ireland, because you couldn't get a fucking email back from anyone in traditional media. But here we are, out here doing stadiums. So suck my absolute taint, you know what I mean? Massage it with this, loosen it up, grab it down, put a scrunchie around it, and just suckle on the taint skin. And that's it. And we'll go back and we'll do it in another couple of weeks. You know? And then I'm straight the fucking, what's the biggest dump? Alicante. Where do people go on package holidays? You can't go anywhere this time of year, you know what I mean? I want to go somewhere weird, make videos, you know what I mean? Take a drone, fuck about, do some stuff, for God's sake. But yeah, got a lot of cool stuff to do. Got a lot of cool videos to make and shit like that. You know, I might get into cocaine, you know, getting a bit fucking quiet and sort of, you know, existential crisis. Like, what am I doing with my life? Not heroin. Let's really get into the heroin game. See what happens. That's me now, adrenaline junkie. You come in next week and I'll be like, bro, I'm getting into parkour and, you know, I've got a wingsuit. And people be like, oh, you're going to jump out of a plane? And I'm like, no, it's just specifically a plastic suit that I eat chicken wings in to stop it dripping all of my new hoodies. Even though they're covering baby sick anyway. I don't know. Gonna get the fuck out of here, guys. Cheers for listening. This is just me trying to crank out a podcast quickly. We'll get back on the Patreon stuff next week. The Patreon's been rolling in, so I do appreciate that. But we're really going to put it to use. 2020, new year, new me. Let's delegate some work so that I can just come in here, crank out fucking two podcasts, and someone else put them online, put them on the Patreon, all that shit. So it's all good. It's all gravy. 57 minutes. What more do you want from me? Probably like another half an hour, probably. But listen, we got to piss. We got to eat sandwiches. So we'll get out of here. Cheers for listening, guys. Cheers for coming to the Odyssey. Let's not make a big deal of it. You know what I mean? This is normal. Let's just crank it out. Okay? Let's get the giggles out there. Take her easy, guys.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.